WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Now, I know what you're thinking. Inner peace. That sounds a little woo-woo, doesn't it? Trust me, I get it. We live in a world that screams for our attention 24/7, notifications buzzing, deadlines looming, the news cycle spinning faster than a top. It's easy to feel like your mind is on overdrive, constantly racing from one thing to the next. But here's the cool part. Inner peace isn't some mystical state that only monks achieve after years of meditation, though that's awesome too. It's a skill we can all learn and cultivate, right here, right now. So grab your favorite cuppa, settle in, and let's talk about how to build that inner oasis, even amidst the chaos. Because trust me, you deserve some peace, and it's closer than you think. First up, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your quest for inner peace. 1. Acceptance is your secret weapon. Ever felt like life is constantly throwing curveballs? Like you're just trying to keep up with the roller coaster of emotions and events? Well, here's the Stoic secret. Accept what you can't control. It doesn't mean giving up or being passive. It means focusing your energy where it truly matters, your own thoughts and reactions. When you accept that traffic jams are gonna happen, deadlines aren't always negotiable, and sometimes people just drop the ball, you free up mental space for what's important, your own well-being and how you choose to respond. 2. Mindfulness is your superpower. This isn't about meditating for hours on end, though that can be amazing. It's about paying attention to the present moment, right here, right now. Notice the feeling of your feet on the ground, the warmth of your cup of coffee, the sounds around you. This simple practice grounds you in the present and helps quiet the mental chatter that often leads to stress and anxiety. Think of it as training your brain to be less reactive and more aware. 3. Reframe your perspective. Ever heard the saying, "It's all about perspective"? Well, Stoicism takes that to another level. It encourages you to look at challenges not as insurmountable obstacles but as opportunities for growth and learning. Remember, what seems like a setback today could be a stepping stone to something amazing tomorrow. Think of it this way. If you're constantly complaining about the rain, are you missing out on the beauty of a rainbow? 4. Gratitude is your secret sauce. Seriously, a grateful heart is a happy heart. Make it a habit to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. It could be as simple as a delicious meal, a sunny day, or a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. Focusing on what you have instead of what you lack shifts your entire energy and opens you up to more joy and contentment. 5. Practice self-compassion. This one is huge. We're so quick to judge ourselves when we make mistakes or things don't go our way. But Stoicism reminds us that everyone stumbles, everyone struggles. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Remember, you're doing your best, and that's enough. Let me tell you about a real-world example. I was recently juggling deadlines for several projects, feeling overwhelmed and stressed out. It felt like I was running on a hamster wheel with no escape in sight. Then, I stopped and took a deep breath. I reminded myself to accept what I couldn't control, like the fact that I had a lot on my plate. I practiced mindfulness by focusing on my breathing and the sensations in my body. I even jotted down 3 things I was grateful for: a sunny afternoon, a delicious cup of tea, and the support of my amazing friends. You know what? It made all the difference. The world didn't suddenly change, but my perspective did. Suddenly, instead of feeling like a victim to the chaos, I felt empowered to tackle those challenges head on. It was a reminder that even in the midst of stress, we have the power to create inner peace. So, remember these key takeaways. Embrace acceptance, cultivate mindfulness, reframe your perspective, practice gratitude, and treat yourself with kindness. These simple practices can make a world of difference in how you navigate the ups and downs of life. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of inner peace, maybe even tag them on social media. Let's spread the Stoic love and create a more peaceful world, one conversation at a time. See y'all next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.